Do you believe in ghosts? Hello, you're listening to Ghost Stories, the podcast, and we are here with the highly anticipated Season 7, so it's a new story for you all. I'm going to keep this one short and sweet because the story itself is short and sweet, but it's no less spooky than usual. Before we get to that, a little housekeeping, of course, patrons. So hello to all you patron listeners. Obviously, you're getting this episode almost a week earlier than everyone else. I want to give up a shout to Jacob Harris, who's one of our latest patrons. So thank you very much, Jacob, for supporting the podcast. And actually, some amazing news I'm able to share. Because of the great support we've had so far on Patreon, what I've done is decided to go out and actually use the funds you're sending me and to share the wealth straight onto other creators. The reason being, we've been using a lot of Creative Commons music. So free, if you know what that means, free to use anyways, on the podcast so far. And a lot of those musicians have patrons themselves. So today, I took the decision to go and start paying out to some of those other creators to make sure we're supporting them as well. And you know, the more support we get, the more we'll be able to do that, because I want to make sure we're sharing the love with every resource we use to create this podcast. So thank you all so much, because it makes me feel really good that we're now in a position where we're getting a few more subscribers in, so I can start paying for an additional resources that we are getting. So yeah, that's really the main thing there. So let's get on to the story. Like I said, I'm going to keep this as quick as I can, because it's not the longest story today, but it's still a really good one, and a great one to kick off the new season. It was sent in from a listener named Katie, so thank you very much, Katie, for sending it in. It's one about moving house, as usual, haunted house stuff, so I'm sure you'll all love it. These are typically some of my favorite stories, the ones that, you know, you feel like could take place in your own home. So hopefully it creeps you out a little bit, and it's a great start to the new season. So yeah, sit back and enjoy. This is Don't Go in the Closet.
Back in 1983, when I was 10 years old, my family was forced to move from an apartment because the building was being sold. My parents decided it'd be best to purchase a single family home. We'd had some difficulty finding a home in our price range, so my parents ended up settling on a home about a mile from our apartment on the northwest side of Chicago. It wasn't in perfect condition, but it was large enough for our family. On the day of the scheduled closing of the mortgage loan in September, the garage burnt down, which meant we were unable to close because the bank had to do sort of safety issues and sort all that out before they could complete the loan, so the new closing date ended up being scheduled for Halloween. Initially, my sisters and I were excited to have our own home, however we quickly became uncomfortable in the house and we never felt very safe. The upstairs had three bedrooms and a bathroom for my sisters and I. The bathroom had a door which led up to the attic, which had no solid floor, just insulation and beams. We found it pretty odd that the attic door had a sliding lock on it, and we didn't really understand why anyone would want to lock the door. That is, until the day we came home from school, while our parents were still at work, and we found the attic door wide open. We kept that door locked. Yet we frequently found the door wide open. Occasionally I'd hear loud banging footsteps from the attic, which, as I mentioned before, had no solid floor. The upstairs also had a large closet that was the length of the house, but it was no wider than the door, so it was only 3 feet wide but very, very long. The old door was swollen and would stick closed, so we were always careful to never close the door while inside. The closet didn't have any lighting or windows, so we tried to bring a flashlight with us whenever we had to go in. Frequently, when we would walk back into the closet, the door would slam shut on us, leaving us to have to push and push on the door to finally open it. Once, while my sister was alone in the room, the closet door just flew open for no apparent reason and gave her quite the scare. On the first level, things like keys would often go missing, only to be found in a different area of the house later. And one night, I had a friend over. we were watching this TV program about a school of performing arts, and in this particular episode, the play they were performing was haunted by an actress who died before being able to perform in the play years ago. A teacher called out while walking on the stage, "If there is a spirit here with me now, show a sign." And at that very moment, all of the lights in the upstairs of our house just went out, leaving us in total darkness. Well, needless to say, we ran down the stairs as quickly as we could, and we were even more frightened when my mother told us that all the lights upstairs weren't even on the same circuit breaker, yet they all seemed to go out on the one command. One night, after my friend and I watched Nightmare on Elm Street for about the 10th time, my mother asked us to put some odds and ends in the upstairs closet for her, to get them out of the way. Now in the back of the closet were some shelves and coat hooks, and in front of the closet was a bar for hanging clothing. As I said, the closet was so big, it felt like it just went on forever, and it always made me a bit nervous going in there. But my friend, knowing how I felt about it, urged me on. We opened the door, and it was pitch black with the light off. I slowly ran my hand along the wall in search of the light switch, and it clicked loudly as I turned it on. Guided by the light, we cautiously entered the closet, when we suddenly saw something fall off a hook in the back and the lights promptly went out. We looked at each other. I could only see the silhouette of my friend in the dark. And as we stood there in silence, we heard a growl. It sounded like a lion growling. Distant, but without a doubt, came from the back of the closet. My friend looked at me with clear panic in her voice and said, "That's just your dog, right?" "I don't have a dog," I replied. We dropped the boxes at the doorway and quickly made our way downstairs and refused to go back up there again. I lived in the house for about 8 years and I moved out when I turned 18. Throughout the years living there, I experienced frequent dreams that I was burning, as well as waking up from being hit in the face when I was all alone. I've never experienced anything like that again since moving out from that home. It was an awful place, and my parents eventually sold it and moved out of the state. I have so many questions, and in some ways I'd like to go back and see if it was all real. I believe it was, but I'd like to think it was all coincidence.
Well, what a wonderful story, Katie. Thank you so much for sending that in. And listeners, you'll be happy to know that we are actually sitting on a second story from Katie as well. That will be coming up probably in a couple months' time, in honesty. But the big question is, do you think it's based in fact or a pure work of fiction? So jump over to Facebook, give us a search, Ghost Stories, the podcast, and you can vote there when I get the poll up. Some exciting news, actually, while we're talking about social, is I'm actually bringing on board my brother, properly hiring him to start running my social media. He's a bit of a newbie to the social game, so be nice to him when he's on there. But yeah, it's going to give me the extra support to go away and start focusing on creation more so, because as you all know, regular listeners, I'm pretty much a one-man band when it comes to this podcast, so that's really going to help me. And also start thinking about other platforms. I saw many are voting for Instagram is another one we can do, so I'm going to see if we can get those running. I'm thinking Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, but do let us know if you think of anything different you'd like to see. Finally, I wanted to direct you all to our Patreon page, not to subscribe, but to have a look at the benefits side thing. I'm going to put up a poll where you can choose from a few options of what you would like to see if you're a subscriber. You can go and vote on it even if you're not a subscriber, if you don't even intend on subscribing, but you just want to have a say on the podcast. I would love to hear from you. So things we're looking at is maybe an additional mini story to tack onto the end of the weekly or the fortnightly episodes, exclusive interviews, actual individual stories that won't be shared anywhere else, longer monthly episodes. So we're just going to select one thing for now, because obviously, you know, we're still growing, but I want to do an extra bit of content for those subscribers there that might eventually appear on iTunes as well. So go to our Patreon page, even if you're not going to subscribe. If you do want to, for as little as a dollar, you can get this content early. But feel free to vote there. It's open to everyone. It'll be up pretty much as of this episode going live, maybe even before. I think that's it from us. I've been talking, rambling on. I've probably talked as long as the episode today, which I apologize for. I know it kind of can irk some people that I badger on a bit, but I am the way I am. So that's it for me. Don't forget to click that subscribe button if you haven't. Leave a review if you haven't. 5 stars, please. Although some of the 1-star ones that we have had on occasions are pretty funny. And yeah, I think that's it. Don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?